The first Bulgarian secular school was launched in the town of Gabrovo in central northern Bulgaria some 180 years ago. The school used the teaching method of British pedagogues Bell and Lancaster. According to their method, advanced students help younger pupils in their studies. Of course, the process was conducted under the guidance of the local teacher. The first teacher in that school was renowned Bulgarian revival leader Neofit Avrila. Vasil Abrilov, Nikolai Paluzov and Mustakov brothers were among the biggest benefactors of the school. Other Bulgarians who lived abroad also provided financial assistance. They used to pay remuneration to the teachers and scholarships to the graduates so they could continue their studies. The name of Vasil Aprilov, however, should not be viewed as the person who was the forefather of the new Bulgarian education and benefactor of the Bulgarian educational system, but also as the one who outlined the future development of the new Bulgarian education. Together with Nikolai Paluzov, Vasil Aprilov served as principal of the school in Gabrovo. Moreover, Aprilov was a successful tradesman who contributed a lot to the development of the economic ties with Russia. On the other hand, he gave his contribution to the cultural development of the town of Gabrovo and of other Bulgarian districts. The keeper of the Regional Historical Museum in Gabrovo, Daniela Tsoneva, tells Radio Bulgaria more.
Първото му произведение, това е Деница на новобългарското образование от 1841 година.
Васил Априлов's first work was entitled Dawn of the New Bulgarian Education, launched back in 1841. He issued the same year another book entitled The Bulgarian Books and Which Slavic Tribes the Slavonic Script Belongs to. 1 year later, he published a sequel to The Dawn of the New Bulgarian Education, followed by Bulgarian Honor Diplomas in 1845, and his last work, Reflections on Present-day Bulgarian Education, that was issued in 1847. In other words, in 7 years only, he published 5 works which contributed to the development of the Bulgarian literature and the promotion of the education in this country. We learn from Daniela Tsoneva. The Regional Historical Museum in Gabrovo keeps valuable evidence linked with Vasil Aprilov's life, including letters to his sister Kera, his books and family belongings.
Въпреки че писмата до сестра му Кера са много лични, но те са свидетелство и за неговите.
Although his letters addressed to his sister Kera were quite personal, they are also an evidence of his great aspiration towards the preservation of the Bulgarian traditions. For instance, he was asking his sister to look for certain Bulgarian songs related to love, engagement, marriage, and others. And besides, he was advising his sister what types of women and ladies to hire for the performance of these songs and how to remunerate them for their labor, if they were coming from poor families, for example. In one of his letters, Aprilov shared his idea linked with the establishment of a women's school. Indeed, Gabrovo was the second Bulgarian town after Pleven, which gave the start of the female education in Bulgaria. We learn from Daniela Tsoneva again. Vasil Aprilov was assisted by Neofit Avrila and other compatriots in the search of antiquities. One of his ideas regarded the arrangement of various materials in one collection. Vasil Aprilov was regarded as one of the forefathers of the scientific field of the growing Bulgarian historiography due to his live interest in archaeological monuments and historical documents. He was the first Bulgarian who introduced the term archaeology. On the other hand, Aprilov promoted the modern education in one of his works, mentioning that 6 years after the establishment of the first secular school in Gabrovo, a whole network of similar schools emerged in Bulgaria. In the towns of Panagyurište, Sopot, Karlovo, Tryavna, Kazanluk and Svishtov. Vasil Aprilov presented Gabrovo as the center of his holy deed in comparison with the experience of some developed European countries. He used to call this town a seedbed of Bulgaria's education, unquote. And that is why in 1872, only 6 years before the liberation of Bulgaria from the Ottoman yoke. The school in Gabrovo turned into the first secondary school in this country. Today, the Aprilov National High School in Gabrovo is among the most prestigious schools in Bulgaria. The heritage of this renowned patron and rich history resulted in the establishment of the National Museum of Education.